Good evening, everyone, and you're very welcome to the Happy and Healthy Communities Committee meeting for June 2023. We'll make a start, we can get through this meeting okay, as we're recognised, and it's the first meeting of care in this committee. So we're going to start with the official business, if that's okay. So I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone can ensure that mobile parking is turned off or switched to silent. And the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public may ask us to refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for the second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Pensions Code of Conduct that there are any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have had in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either defer, marry, or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having deferred an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up and call the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings at the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for the candidates considering any exempt matters. Recording equipment is sent to your microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded they are charged and responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members on as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages for the following letters. Type Q if you wish to speak. If you wish to ask a question or save for comment, type P if you wish to oppose, or A if you wish to stand. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant messaging. If you need to leave early from the meeting, please indicate via the chat facility so that we are aware this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, so that's all the official provisions done. So have there any apologies this evening?
Mr. Chairman, Jackson and Liz.
Thank you. Sarah, for that. And okay, we'll move on then to item number two, which is declarations of interest. And myself would like to declare an interest in item number 12, financial assistance. That's where we're here.
I declare an interest in item number 6, the vaping and e-cigarettes.
Thank you, Councillor O'Hara. Anyone else? I'm happy to move on. So move on then to the items on the agenda. So item number 3 is the action sheet from the Active and Healthy Committee meeting held on the 20th of March. So the third page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11. Councillor Murphy, you have a question in there? Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's your page 1. And first item to do with Parkway Community Centre. It's just to see if there's any updates. You know, there's a business plan that's been put in place and site meetings, and just is there any update from anybody just to see what's happening?
Jane,
can
you take
that one? Yes, sure. The works in Parkway, as far as I'm aware, are continuing. I've not been made aware of any further delay to the project, but I'll give you a more detailed update.
Councillor Mahosh.
It's fine. I think you just pointed out the way that this issue of border traffic in the centre has been handled. Here we have a group of dedicated residents who are trying to provide much needed service for young people and residents as well as other service users. But due to continuing problems with the grid works, this centre is closed for the busiest times of the year, with the committee not being able to put a plan together. The committee were told that the issues would be resolved by May 22. I would like to request that an urgent update be provided to the Community Association committee members and that a fair time frame be provided for the completion of works to allow this committee to commence plan. Thank you.
Yes. Chair, again, I have not been made aware of any further delays in relation to this scheme. We did sign off procurement documentation in February of this year, so I know that the scheme is moving. We do appreciate that it has been ongoing delays from the start of our system, But again, no further delays have come to my attention, and I'll make sure I put up with the Community Association. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not a committee member, so appreciate you taking me in on the action sheet. Gunleith Park enhancement, Chair. The update that Paul states is obviously we are aware the levelling up fund was unsuccessful, but what is the next stage, or is the officer's plan to bring this back to the Downpatrick DEA for this discussion?
Yes, Chair. Paul actually was in touch with me. He's only once he can't be here this evening. I think he was trying to contact you today with an update, Councillor Sharman, but I will request that he takes a photo of work through the DEA for Councillor's attention on his return.
Thank you, James. Okay, Councillor Sharman. I'm okay. I've just maybe overlooked your colleague, Councillor Fenn. Apologies for that, Councillor Fenn. Go ahead.
That's absolutely fine. Can I just page 3 in relation to my right dash, if you have a new pretty best update as well as one in the summer, and I think the election time we've had in certain positions are concerned. The facilities could be closed, so it's not really possible to take care of the summer, but I haven't got a place of your work video or an update on the schedule, so I would be taking the moment.
Okay, thank you. Really happy to.
Again, Chair, I pass on that request to all the members return and get a detailed response for you.
Okay, we'll move on then to item number 4, which is Act and Health Committee's Terms of Reference. And Janine, that's yourself.
Yes, Chair, members, there's a report in front of you this evening following due process. We need to agree terms of reference for this committee. The details in the report highlight the responsibilities that the committee will undertake through the course of business in the year, and there's some practical information around the number of members, the forum for meetings, and the dates for upcoming AHC meetings. The Chair is the proposer and seconder if members are happy to adopt the terms of reference.
Okay, that's Councillor Murphy has made the proposal and Councillor Lee Sargent has made the second. Thank you, Eva. We have start time for AHC committee meetings 23-24. I think the timetable is in the report there, and the meetings ought to continue on Monday evening at 6 o'clock. If we could have a poll and a seconder for that, please. I suppose Councillor Lee Sargent has seconded. Thanks very much for that. Okay, move on to item number 6, which is a motion regarding the vaping and e-cigarette retailers. I'm not with Councillor Michael Rice. Oh, and Councillor Hart, you're just leaving. No problem. Give me a wee second.
Councillor Rice, if you're on, you don't have to read out your motion, but if you wish to speak on it, you're more than welcome to.
Thank you, Chair. Just if I could read it out. This council notes the increasing prevalence of vaping and e-cigarette retailers opening throughout the district. Further notes that in recent times there has been an increasing number of complaints from concerned parents regarding the sale of vape products to underage children. Commends the work of council officials in monitoring the situation and intervening where possible, further calls on the relevant licensing body to proactively inform all vape and e-cigarette shop owners of the potential repercussions for selling their product to underage children.
Thank you, Councillor Rice. And do you wish to speak on that?
Well, I'll just keep it brief because I know I'm not a member, but it was just off the back of parents complaining, you know, that there was 13 and 14 year old children actually caught in school with vape products. It's more if we can get a broader campaign of it's not even just the designated vape shops, it's the normal shops that are selling them. So I'd ask the council to maybe try and do a more proactive approach to educating store owners of the repercussions of selling products to underage, and even educating them a wee bit on how to approach, you know, how to ask for ID and different things like that. So that's really the essence of my motion tonight.
Thank you, Councillor. I have to agree, it's something that we've probably all been contacted about or lobbied about, and it is a concern for many parents. Councillor Finnegan, you're happy to propose, if you'd like to say a few words, or happy to.
No, I'm happy to propose.
proposed. What I would say is, yes, I have been contacted in the first and second stage of money looking for based on people coming from school every day. And I just think it's unacceptable that we're being fulfilled. So thank you, Martha, for writing the motion.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy, Councillor Kate Murphy, you're happy to second?
Yeah.
Councillor Murray, you're looking to one of the comments?
Yeah, I was just agreeing with what you said. The motion to whatever it is with my right here, but I suppose the thing would be sort of unintended consequences in the sense of, you know, these vapes came in as a way of giving people off cigarettes and such. And we had, you know, we have tobacco products that rather graphic images of hearts and lungs and stuff. And now we've stepped into where these vapes are essentially brightly coloured and cased by the street aisle in many retailers. I just think that needs to be noted, whatever that is going across. Also, again, another thing that maybe is another, these disposable, what happens to these disposable vapes, you see them dipping about the place again. That needs addressed too, because they just pack more plastic in the system than they're doesn't get to be, so those are getting wholeheartedly related, but just those just to be two issues in my mind, and if it could be not an amendment to such, but just a parallelary from that came in through that might go right in. Councillor Rice.
Thank you, Councillor Meyer. I'm sure the response to be included. And again, so much, if you want to come in.
Yeah, just to say on behalf of the Health Management Department, they only done to the medicines and healthcare products that I've been here in the state.
As for the paper, I will take on board all comments. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, so we're happy enough. We'll move on then to item number 7, which is a notice motion regarding inclusive and accessible leisure facilities. And that's yourself, Councillor Sharvin.
Yes, Chair. Yeah, Chair, look, I don't plan to speak in full detail on this, given the officer's recommendation, which I am slightly disappointed. We're 3 months from when the motion was tabled. But I fully respect that it's an important piece of work that needs to be undertaken and time needs to be given to that. But I certainly hope that the future report includes the council's own provision rather than dependency on groups and clubs having to self-fund and provide also the training needs of our council workers. But Chair, with your indulgence, I would appreciate to come back when the full report's completed and speak fully to it then. But I don't see when that report's expected to come back.
Okay, that's not a problem, Councillor Sharp, and I'll let you come back and I can speak and all. I'm just oozing generosity here. Councillor McGinnis, you looking to come in the comments?
Yeah, just. Yeah, just briefly, just on behalf of the campaign team, we would like to welcome the motion from Councillor Sharvin. We would agree that in terms of staff, we would need to be trained to the highest of standards, especially regarding autism. We're all aware that autism covers a wide spectrum of disabilities and in some cases extra abilities, so staff would need to be fully aware of what they're dealing with just to make the experience for those children and their families less or more enjoyable and less of a task. So we'd like to ask the council to use all resources available to improve as they go along. We know they're working at it, so it'd be great to see fast improvements across the district in this case. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McGinnis. Councillor Murray.
Chair, again, I'll be brief and welcome the motion from Councillor Sharvin. And again, sort of, there's the other motions we're raising these this matter. And I think that's sort of points to the fact that at these councillors, you know, we want to, as a council manager, be compliant in these matters because it's proactive and how we best address these things, because obviously you don't know if everything is such, so why can we do that also? So there's again the things that it's just not all disabilities are visible. And again, having your autism, these things here, you know, aren't just quite so obvious. Those things to be included in the
thank you, Councillor. Yes, we look forward to support from back and as Councillor Sharvin was clear, it is quite important this is addressed across Red Cross Service. So yeah, absolutely, can have my welcome to that, and that's a part of the back and take over it. Support as such. Okay, so we're obviously not a problem. Can I have a proposal in a second for the report? Councillor McGuinness, topic opposed. Seconder. Councillor Fenn, topic second. Thank you. Okay, so move on to item number. Oh, sorry. Apologies, Councillor Fenn.
Okay.
So that's Councillor McGuinness, I suppose, and Councillor Murray has seconded. Apologies, Councillor Fenn. Okay, so moving on to item number 8, which is the AHC directed annual assessment of business plans. I'm not yourself, Janine.
Yes, Chair, members, your report details your AHC director of business plans, and they provide us an overview of our planned activities for the year. In order to plan ahead effectively, we've undertaken a service assessment and review of the year that we have just completed. And the assessment of that business plan is also included for your perusal. We appreciate that, fortunately, for some new members, a lot of these actions and activity don't make a lot of sense at the minute, but hopefully with a meeting or two under our belt, the business plan will come to light. Happy to take any questions, share with us for a group tonight if members are happy.
Thank you, Janine. If I could have a closer and seconder, please, for that item. Closed by Councillor Lee Searcher. Councillor Murphy, you have a question? Go ahead.
Yeah. On the right, the business plan for 2022-2023, I think it was page 2, that was the number of targets for the letter senders. I would say that we're satisfied with the target that was set that hadn't been reached, which is fine. But is there any plans around how to improve this?
Right, through the chair. With Paul not being here, I can't fully answer your question. Apologies for his pleasure and support. But again, I ask him to come back with details to you.
That's
right.
For Paul's
another one for Paul.
Thank you. Are you happy to second that item, Councillor Murphy?
Yeah, I'll put
it in the chat. Yeah. That's for proposed and Councillor Murphy second. Okay, we'll move on to item number 9, which is the DEA forms update report. Not your friend, the engineer.
Chair members, the DEA action sheets come to AHC on a monthly basis. The DEA forum meetings happen bi-monthly, so it'll not be every meeting you get a report from every DEA forum. The DEAs are consensus-based. The agreement or recommendations of the DEA forum must come to AHC for ratification, and that's why the reports aren't funded here this evening. So the report gives an overview then of activity across all of the 7 DEAs, and that will allow members to look at activity within neighbouring DEAs and see if we can work together on. The overview provides details on this wider DEA programme, the Cancer Boss Recovery programme for younger people, historical talk, short camp, and just to give you an idea of the activities going on at DEA level. So we present these forum reports monthly. We require a proposer and a seconder so that the DEA action sheets can be implemented in full. Happy to take any questions, Chair.
Thank you, Jean. Councillor Murphy, you have a question?
Yes, sir. It's me, the proposer. Happy enough, obviously, with the action sheet. It's just really about the DEA's general and budgets that we normally would have. You know, more than the ground is that, you know, it's not going to be the same this time around, which is unfortunately is going to have a detrimental impact, you know, on the work that we do. I know our own coordinator, Carol Ockman's fairly proactive in trying to get external money into the DEA area, or the DEA, but the budget obviously is something, you know, it's going to be more difficult, I think, to incentivize independence to stay for how long. I know it shouldn't just be about money, but just that. You know, so to try to get people, keep them interested, you know, and ensure that we can roll out projects, you know, I think that if cuts have to be made sometimes to go for the low-hanging fruit, I think that's what the forums say. And it's more important than some people may think, you know, that the forums, you know, because it really is our one-to-one, many occasions with the community, you know, so I think it's probably something that should be reconsidered. Thank you.
Yes, Chair, if you want to come in.
Yes, absolutely. And for a point of information, the Executive Office provides funding and we direct that down through the DEAs. That external funding was cut this year. We were given an initial indication of a 50% cut, but we have not informed as yet. So again, we believe the Executive Office are looking at their budgets and maybe they're going to find some additional money to send our way. We are remaining hopeful, but we are disappointed that the budget was cut off. So it is early in the financial year, and funders do come throughout the year with additional spends, and we know where to find out. Right, pass over.
I just had a wee question about when you're advertising for independent members. Would it be an idea or possible to provide details of the role at a much earlier stage? For example, a time commitment and what voluntary members, independent members gain from the role. And it might help to broaden the appeal that people have a greater awareness of what it entails from the outset.
Yes, very valid point. We're out to recruitment for DEA members at the minute. So I take that back to the officers overseeing that process. We would encourage our local elected members to get as many people on board the DEAs and try and bring to life for them. We appreciate that it's hard to understand that you're working on the outside, on the ground in the community, saying, well, we do everything. What could the DEA be doing that we're not doing? But we do need those key community boundary and statutory partners on the DEA. So I'm sure that that's included in the paragraph.
Okay. Thanks, Jean. Okay. Okay. So the happy I'm going to pose on a second yet for that item, please. Okay. Councillor Murphy, you have to propose that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Councillor O'Hara seconded. Councillor Finnegan, are you looking to come on that item?
I just a very quick question, if you don't mind, so this may not be the right place to ask the question. We're very lucky with Clare Loughran, it does work very well in our community groups, thankfully, which I believe is long overdue. But what I find consistently is that even if it is external funding that's being applied for, the community groups have very little. Like obviously, they're voluntary people who are taking time out to apply for funding. But it seems time and time again barriers keep being put in their way in terms of having to get quotations for different things. Because I know that that is something that has come recently to the community groups that I have worked for. And I suppose the frustrations is, number one, we are asking people to come to our DEA forum. And sometimes for those independent, as Devon has said, people who are coming in, there's really nothing to entice them to stay because it does end up being a bit of a talking shop. And then I suppose whenever the community groups are trying to do that, and you know, DEA coordinators trying very hard, I'm sure everybody's the DEA coordinators in all areas are the same, are providing that help, I suppose, and advice for funding, that those barriers are put in the way. And I do think it needs to be noted to the council officials that it is making barriers for people, and it's actually leaving the community groups less and less likely to put on future events and different things like that, which actually is what ACTA Communities is all about. It's about making sure that our communities have these events that take place. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Duncan. Okay. Thank you. All right, so item number 10, Community Coordination Club. Update report, last yourself as well, Janine.
Yes, Chair, members, another monthly report that will be coming to you through AHC, the report from the Community Coordination Club. And this is an officer-led working group that was established as a response to the pandemic. At that stage, we were able to distribute up to 1.3 million pounds funding across local communities in a fast and reactive way, which is what the pandemic demanded. It was identified as a model of best practice, and we are keeping the coordination hub operational and expanding the remit of that hub to take in the cost of living crisis and also minority support. So the remit of the group is growing, but again, as with AHC, you ratify the recommendations and decisions that come out of that forum. So we present the report to you monthly, and we're looking for a proposer and second or chair to the actions contained within the report.
Thank you, Jane. So the both are Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Lee Searsham. So we're having a move on then. Tag number 11 is the reconfiguration of Farm Hedge Community Centre. I believe it's stage 7. Again, that's yourself, Janine.
Yes, Chair. So a number of reports have already been from the BHC in relation to the reconfiguration of Farm Hedge Community Centre. And members have agreed comprehensive refurbishment, which we're really pleased about. We do feel it will maximise the potential for the centre. We require approval to move into the final stages of the capital project. We don't need a further budget, we just need agreement tonight to move from three to stage 3.
That's me, Councillor Lee Searsham. You're happy with those? Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Godfrey, thank you. Okay, item number 12 is financial assistance. I am the third member for our league. And my deputy councillor, again, so we'll go over. Thank you.
Okay, so item 12 is financial assistance, and this is you again, Jenny.
Yep. Thanks, Chair. To the financial assistance, which is agreed by Council, rolled out in three separate financial assistance calls over the year, and a number of things faced throughout them. As a committee, you decide where and when they go out and what things will be included. This report details the call to and the funding that we are recommending for approval this evening after formal assessments in arts and culture community events. They're listed within their report. We are seeking approval this evening then to issue letters of offer to the successful applicants of CTL in their hesitates and also to reallocate the money that a major sports capital to go into the future call for a minor sports capital. So to make sure that that money goes back out to the community in clause 3. To agree the panel recommendation with respect to application 3568, which is detailed as an appeal, which we're examining to unfold, and finally to approve the procurement of the electronic grant management system, the system that we use at the moment to push out applications to the public. So quite a lot in there in terms of recommendations, Chair, and happy to take any questions.
Councillor Mathers has proposed. Councillor Finn, have you got a question then?
Yeah. It's just in relation to the arts and culture application, and I just really to know that it is disappointing that the application that were awarded any of the funding, and I suppose it's very interesting in terms of groups have been in touch with me. I think it is quite disappointing. I know that a lot of them are working with young people within the city and very vibrant city for arts and culture. And I just wondered if there's any recommendations that I can bring back to people or if we could be working with groups that haven't received funding, because I know certainly in a lot of cases it is a massive amount of money, but for the amount of difference that it will make to the groups that are applying for funding, just if there's anything we could have done in terms of those applications that weren't successful to actually get them funded and do
yes, through the chair, absolutely. Please encourage all the groups, if you're in touch with them, if they've been unsuccessful, to come back for feedback. There's a debrief process built into the financial assistance process, and it's really disheartening for groups who have been unsuccessful, and we want to support them. As a council, statistically, we receive a lot of applications for the money that goes out, and the policy agreed by council is score and rank. So it's not geographically defined, it'll be the best applications will receive funding available. And you'll see within the reports, we even have some groups have been deemed successful, but there's not enough money in the pot to fund them. So we are standard advice is please use the process, undertake a debrief with programs and staff if you can, and definitely encourage your groups to attend all of the online capacity building workshops that we will like on.
quite strange. So Councillor Mathers has proposed and Councillor Murphy has seconded the resolution to pass the action. The Lord, Adam, so please. Okay, so item number 13 is a request for support for the Live Here, Love Here mission and Legal Skills Program from Keep NI Beautiful 2023-2024. And that's Brian, we're going to take a moment. Thank you, Bethany. Okay, so proposer and Councillor Lee Searcher, seconded by Councillor Murphy. Okay, so perhaps we're going to move on. No one's any questions. We'll move on to item number 14, which is sustainability and environment statement, sustainability and climate change strategy 2024-2030, and annual action plans, and that's yourself, Brian, as well.
Yes, we've developed a sustainability and environment strategy for approval. This is a very strong position that we start to develop going forward in order for a sustainable climate change strategy to achieve allocation planning next year. We're also seeking to improve the development sustainability climate change strategy and annual action plan. This is a natural progression from our declaration of climate change in 2018 as the technical climate action progress over 2030.
Thank you, Brian. That's what, Mary, you have a comment, a question? Go ahead.
I suppose I acknowledge it's difficult to get everything possibly into a one-page plan of sustainability and environment statement, you know, outlining all the goals and such, but I suppose, you know, just maybe if you can clarify to me what parts are linked to the following, just so that it is in there and it is being covered. So, for example, you know, we want to get on with the green and circular economy, if you will. So we'll just put words in the air with it. Obviously, there's questions that we are going to have to augment our energy supply via sustainable means. Okay, so again, is that covered in this sort of statement here? And if it is, just to point out to me where it is. And then finally, you know, again, regards the environment, you know, we have passed a motion about the rights of nature as well. And we'll Mr. Gavin, he isn't here unfortunately tonight, but you know, he's helpful in that regard too. So there are definitely things that, you know, I know the council and the council want to work towards, but again, just making sure that they're not sort of heading in the long grass, you know, and this, if that makes sense, is please. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Murray. Brian, you can back him.
Yes, through the chair. Yes, not everything is in, because it is intended to be environmental sense. We say it does include absolutely everything. A lot would be a missing of. So this is probably more than a statement, but more than the strategy, one of the areas we talked about, plus lots of areas like efficiency, some biodiversity, and what we can put in the provider strategy. And it's we're trying to work on it.
So am I right to say the strategy will come back to us then, Brian, and Jake Borshett?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Because what I would suggest you, your comment you raised, possibly you feel send us a thought then for inclusion.
I've been feeling that too since that answer.
Thank you. Since the proposal from Councillor Murray, can I have a second, please? Seconded by Councillor McGuinness. Thank you. Sorry, there was wrong with the screens today. I look at my own computer, sorry about that. Apologies. Seconded by Councillor then. Okay, so move on to item number 15. Which is a procurement of consultancy support to set a carbon baseline and future carbon reduction target and brand that yourself again.
Peter, just as you said last point, we have already done the carbon strategy for the gate as a customer, so that would put in the more technical as well. And on this point, sorry, our intention is to procure some support to set a carbon baseline proposal keep up some profits for the future. So we see it pretty well.
And those are the second at the left, please. Those that can answer against. Please, Arisha. Thank you.
People are putting them in the pick back at the same time. That's the problem.
Okay. I like what that says. Okay. Item number 16 is the ship sanitation inspection charges. What's your service need?
The third one is just to ask for consideration of ways to implement in the new housing structure. As for the paper, I'm quoted for charges for the issue of ship sanitation inspection and control certificate for the period of 2023-24. Just to know.
Okay, if I can vote on the seconder. Okay, so I have an answer from Councillor O'Hara. Are you happy with the votes, Councillor O'Hara? Then if I can someone else take the seconds. Thank you again. So it's the vote by Councillor O'Hara and seconder from convenience. Okay, and then item number 17 is the food service plan for 2023-24. What's the service name again?
This paper in front of you is to ask for consideration and agree to adopt the attached food service plan for 2023-24. And food stamps is to require supports for the updated documented food service plan, which is readily available for food business operators and consumers, which is attached to a paper. If you have questions, happy to take them. And if not, propose and second, please.
Usually, propose on the second, please. I have a proposal from Councillor Nutters. And seconded by Councillor O'Hara. Is that right? Just nervous. I don't know. Going down there. Okay, item number 18 is a service level agreement between the Department of Justice and the District Council. And again, what's your service need?
This paper is asking the City Committee approval to sign the service level agreement between the Department of Justice and the Department of Justice Council.
And I guide my colleague on the
service will
carry out the
work in relation to the
license and
firearms space within the district.
Thank you, Sinead. I have a proposal in from Councillor Lee Searcher, I'll second with Councillor Bowdrey. Good. Okay, so items number 19 or 20 are in committee. We'll just give a few moments for the proposals. Councillor Lee Sargent has votes on Councillor McGinnis has seconded. Okay, while we close session, the following items are agreed. Item 19 involves that requirements pass on Community Centre 3G pitch. It is agreed on a proposal of Councillor Murray and seconded by Councillor McGinnis to approve an additional spend as outlined within the office report on the procurement of option 2 and install SkyEd of the 3G pitch in Castle Island. Item 20, provision of swimming pool maintenance and servicing. It is agreed on a proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor Murray, to agree with the additional spend outlined within the office report for swimming pool plants maintenance and servicing and for the swimming pool moving floor maintenance and servicing. Okay. So, items 21 to 31 are for noting. So, if anyone would just come out of these items, please indicate in the chat that I will take in as listed. And so, if anything you're looking to come out on item 30, a comment and a question, go on ahead.
Yeah, so, Sinn Féin are opposed to the proposed budget in relation to the Affordable Work Scheme. We believe that if implemented, this budget will adversely impact individuals and families across all sections, standing by groups, women, children, ethnic minorities, and people with disabilities, being among the most profoundly affected due to intersectional nature of many of these proposals. It is quite clear that it is the people who need the most. It's quite clear that it is the people who need the most support who are going to be the collateral damage as a result of the unadulterated Tory budget facilitated by the DUP's boycott of the executive. We do not agree with the affordable work scheme being moved from the council. Our officials have the skill set to administer the scheme efficiently. Other lads have been amazing to work with and very easy to work with. The implementation of this budget has the potential of pausing the affordable warmth scheme, which is the executive's main intervention to support people on low income who rent their homes from private landlords or another occupier or have their day in the home and who are most at risk of fuel poverty. I just relate that question as well. I see in the report says that they take 20 applicants for the affordable warmth scheme over near more dense trends, and I believe this is to live in the ABC area as well. If this is moved to the housing executive, are they going to take those 20 in this area, or is that going to be 20 over the whole of six counties?
Shirley, do you want to come back on that?
Well, thank you, obviously, for your comments. What I would say is that the 20 number hasn't been established. We haven't been invited on any number. The House Executive will be complete for council area at this stage. It is an early information that is given to us, and we're still obviously finishing the scheme until the 31st of August. And at this time, we will be unsure as to the House Executive what resources they would have in terms of each central area, they can refer addition, right? This 20 refer to Mary Murray County and 20 from our Mother and Virgin for Catholic League.
Thank you, Rochneid. I have to agree with the points there that made Councillor Cunningham about the personnel staff that deliver this scheme have been amazing to work with and have delivered a lot for the people within our communities, they'll be sad to see this, but I'd also suggest that we write to the Premier Secretary requesting that this remain possibly stays within our councils, because I think we have the skill set I'm happy to make that a proposal by all of us.
I would be really happy to second that proposal. I think it's going to be, I think we can write off as, I suppose, just strike the importance of this, that it is the most vulnerable. People, and I know that I do people in the constituency office all year every day that avail of this, and it is life changing, especially for those people living with disabilities and whatnot, when to pension it, they'll avail of the scheme that they absolutely needed for their pens, let alone anything else. I would add that as a result of having no executive, there is another scheme available that was the exception of circumstances, which you could have availed of it for the one scheme wasn't. If you didn't come under the criteria for that. And then also, they cannot take any more applications because there's no executive up and running. So this is so important that the affordable warmth scheme stays within the council and that the council, I suppose, can take that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Unfortunately, I would just like to thank you for your comments in terms of the affordable warmth staff and everyone that has passed the comments to them. You've been really enjoying working on the scheme and working with the constituents across the county area, and I was getting forward to write follow up with the comments and then we'll have. Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Schneider. Okay, Councillor Lee Sargent, you're looking to come in at number 31. You have a question?
Yes, the question. So last year with the summer to the program, it was popular and so I was wondering this year is any changes made that there will be more space available, so we're not going to be on a date with parents going, I've been online, the dog been trying to call, and there's no space available, and somebody bent into.
Janine, are you happy to take that then? Janine, are you happy to take that then? Close off here.
Yes, Chair, I think that there was some discussion around the issues of last year's programme because we were oversubscribed so early after the advertising. But again, I'll ask Paul to come back with a more details. Sorry, Chair.
Okay, so I'm not sure if that's it. It's not. That's okay. We understand. Okay, can I just have a proposal to second it, please, for those items? What was I? I'm second the first. proposed by Councillor O'Hara, second by Councillor Sarton. Okay. Okay, folks, that's our first Happy and Happy Community meeting for this year. Thank you very much for the information, public. I will see you all soon. Okay? Thank you.